hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
Persuade people that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you're gone. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
Yahey.net:9000. Turn on, tune in, and don't forget to visit us on the web at spfradio.yahey.net for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Thank you. I haven't felt so good
Who controls the web? The spider controls the web. And the spider is at a level that you never see. It's not Tony Blair. He's a strand. The Bush family, they're a strand. Even the Rockefellers are a strand. The real power that's manipulating all this, you never see. It operates from the shadows. So it's operating to a centrally dictated policy. And this is why you're seeing the same things happen in all different countries at the same time. It's because the orders and the policy are coming from a central point. We can work on the level of banking scams, political scams, manipulated wars, manipulated 9/11s. And we should, because we need to know that. But if that's all we're doing in terms of communicating knowledge, then basically we're operating in a cycle of this is the problem, but how the hell do we get out of this? We will never know how to set ourselves free until we understand the nature of who we bloody well are. How do you set yourself free when you don't even know who you are? How do you set yourself free when you don't even know the nature of reality that you're living in and manifesting and making happen without your knowledge that you're making it happen? You can't. So alongside the information about the five sense level of this conspiracy, if you like, we have to, just as powerfully, I would say more powerfully, communicate the nature of reality and how we are creating our reality and how we are allowing it to be created for us by having ourselves programmed with certain beliefs, certain perceptions, and all the rest of it all the time. The two must go together, otherwise, you know, we're never going to get out of this. If I tell you that's a computer and you are infinite consciousness, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. I'm telling you what you've forgotten. Because what happens is you come into this world and with this knowledge suppressed. It's like someone once said, you imagine you come into the world and someone tells you that 2 and 2 equals 5. Your parents tell you that from the earliest age, 2 and 2 equals 5. You then go to kindergarten and nice teachers tell you that 2 and 2 equals 5. You then go to school and teachers at junior school, senior school, they tell you 2 and 2 equals 5. By now, all your mates who've been through the same system, they're telling you 2 and 2 equals 5, and if you say it equals 4, they laugh at you. You then go to university, professors with letters after the name, Stashes, they say 2 and 2 equals 5, you know. Oh, no, it equals 4. No, I've been doing this 50 years. I've met all the best brains in the world. Equals 5. That boy will not go far. And then you turn the telly on, and somebody's going, good evening, 2 and 2 equals 5. Now the weather, right? There's a good chance that you'll go through the whole of your life believing 2 and 2 equals 5, but still equals 4. And when, and what this information about the nature of reality is doing, basically it's saying, do you remember 2 and 2, 4? Oh, yes! And this is why this has such an impact on people. When they are, they hear it, they, something goes, this is true, this is true, because they're remembering it. We are in a world in which the vast majority of the population is in an amnesic state. They are in a hypnotic trance because they have been implanted with false information about themselves and the world ever since they arrived.
The Elastic Retreat's here for you.
Go in the dark, go running back and I. you're in your bed, don't butter your bread.
freedom is our natural and eternal right, not the gift of some dark suit or uniform to decide if it's going to give it to us or not. And so this is also not a day for being intimidated and frightened by this big brother crap and all these goons in uniform who seek to impose someone else's will upon us. It's just about exposing the way they're seeking to enslave us so we can see the game and therefore not play it. In fact, my attitude to Big Brother can be summed up thus.
Oh, Big Brother, Big Brother, oh my God!
God, sod that for a lot.
Take a ride, broken dream. Mr. Tierra, get on some clay with the errors. This is the real me, ladies. You won't find a shelter here. Tell me what you sip down, baby.
When I introduce something like these Illuminati bloodlines are based on a reptilian, non-human race, people find it fantastic. Of course it is, because it is so different from the reality and ways of the world that they have grown up believing in. The mainstream media, they want to report, because it's funny, that I am saying these bloodlines are reptilian. But when I'm talking about this, when I try to get in more background, of course, the media's going, oh, no, mate, can't talk about that. Need an early out at 27.
When springtime comes, has a funny way of coming around. Other carver names like scripture to the souls of the feet. Each footprint that they take, it will tell about the drowning. Oh, the follow and ring to the flow tide comes to swallow.
Yeah. time sings the song.
I decided months ago, just intuitively, instinctively, that I wanted to talk in London. And we booked the Brixton Academy, not knowing what the interest would be. And the response was just incredible. The way it's going to be a sellout audience of in excess of 2,000 people.
Nice to meet you. Where are you coming from?
Sheffield.
Crap, yeah. People are coming from all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you later.
What I want Brixton to show to people is that if you are saying there's something not right in the world, and you have feelings that there is some kind of conspiracy going on here, and I don't like what's happening, well, look at the attendance of Brixton and know that you are not alone.
Folks, tickets in your hands, please. Thank you very much. Keep going, sir. Thank you.
May I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Why are you here?
Why am I here? To try and get one or two answers. Such a complex thing. I feel that mankind is doomed, basically. So somebody ought to wake everyone up. And I think this is where David Icke is coming in. I think he's doing a fantastic job. And I mean that sincerely.
Thank you so much. Enjoy
the show. I intend to. Thank you.
By the way, you are listening to The Elastic Retreat, your DJ Edge of the World on Spirit Plants Radio. Broadcasting around the world at yahoo.net:9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spfradio.yahoo.net for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
But the questions just don't quit. And we're sitting in the rain, and we're feeling like the weather. You could say that we're alone, but we're lonely together. We're all in it together now, as we all fall apart. We're swapping little pieces of our broken little heart.
Rolling on, we're all in it together now. So we all nobody laughs because they actually listen. They want to listen to what he's saying. And I think only then, when you've listened to what somebody says, can you give an input into what they're saying.
You want to change society in a way that you know if you announce it openly, you're going to get massive reaction. So you don't announce it openly, you play this scam.
You know, you read a book and you go and hear somebody speak and you'll find it's not what you thought it was. He is not who you think he is.
Stage one, you create a problem. Could be a terrorist event, could be a war, it could be a run on a currency, could be a bird flu.
He's never said, you must believe what I say. I think he'll go out there and say, I'm not telling you to believe what I'm telling you now. I am passing on information that I have uncovered and gleaned over 15 years of research. Make of it what you will.
I've just described 9/11, by the way. And I was in a bar just after 9/11. And I was watching CNN live. And I saw Bush stand up and say, and I saw this plane hit the World Trade Center. And he said, this is word for word, he said, and I thought, what a terrible pilot. That's what he said. The first plane was not shown on live television, only the second one. No way in the world is it possible for him to have seen the first plane hit. Total freaking lies.
Keep blowing. is gone.